Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there, and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Vic Carucci with you from Liberty Ford in Solon. We are at 32811 Aurora Road, and my partner, my buddy, Nathan Zagora, in the Dog Bowl in Berea. But we are encouraging you to come out and see us here at Liberty Ford. This is the first of our five remotes that we are doing with all of the Liberty dealerships here in Northeast Ohio. Hanford Dixon, the top dog, is going to join us in a little bit. You'll hear from him here, and he'll be available to sign autographs, pose for pictures. If you want to come out and check out all these beautiful new Fords that are here at the dealership. So we have got so much to talk about. The Browns have a new quarterback, Nathan. Caleb Haney to the rescue. or did I overstate that?
Perhaps, but yes.
You're laughing. That's not a good sign.
He is here. He is with us, and it sounds like he has an opportunity, you know, based on what you were saying yesterday. It sounds like it's possible that he could start for the Cleveland Browns this weekend. It is a very, very strange turn of events in a season that the quarterback position continues to get stranger and stranger for the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. And I have one question I wanted to pose to you. This is something that I looked at. And it's interesting. And here's the question, or basically the idea. Okay. Dallas, Detroit, New Orleans, Carolina, Seattle, San Francisco. Those are the best teams right now in the NFC.
Okay.
New England, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Denver, and Kansas City. Those are the best teams in the AFC right now. What do they all have in common?
What do they all have in common? Well, I guess they have somebody other than Caleb Haney is their starting quarterback.
They've all had one starting quarterback the entire season.
They've been healthy at the position.
They have been healthy at the position. You look at the bottom of every division. Oakland, multiple quarterbacks this year. Houston, multiple quarterbacks this year. Cleveland, multiple quarterbacks. Buffalo, multiple. St. Louis, multiple. Minnesota, multiple. Washington and Atlanta are the only teams in the last place in their divisions that have had a quarterback that, you know, has started basically the entire season for them. And you could even make the case in Washington that, well, RG3's been banged up. And obviously in Atlanta, they've had a lot of injuries. But those are the only two. And I think it just goes to show kind of the point that not only do you need the quarterback, you need him on the field. You look at the Green Bay Packers. They were sitting a few weeks ago before Aaron Rodgers got hurt. This was a team that was 5-2. They are now 5-6-1, and all you did was take Aaron Rodgers out of the mix. So it is kind of almost remarkable in a sense that the Browns are even 4-8, which I know makes nobody feel good, but in a sense it's kind of true when you really look at the teams that are having success this year.
No, that is such a great point. You're absolutely right. Continuity at the quarterback position, obviously you have that continuity when that guy is playing well enough to help you win. So those are not only non-injury issues, they're non-performance issues with those good teams or better teams or whatever. And that is the common denominator. That is the problem that the Browns have forever been dealing with. And until that problem's solved, we're going to have these kinds of conversations. Now, I will say, nothing extraordinary like this I can't recall anywhere. And I've been racking my brain and doing research. And I'm convinced, Nathan, this is a one-of-a-kind situation. I had a conversation earlier this morning at the facility before heading out here to Liberty Ford. And by the way, again, reminding you to come out and join us in Solon at Liberty Ford. It's 32811 Aurora Road in Solon. Be sure to come on by and check us out. There's raffles. There's drawings for great Browns prizes. So make sure you're here and check out all the new vehicles that are here. Hanford Dixon will be here as well.
Is Bumbu in the house?
Greg Bumbu is in the house, and he'll be on the show with me at some point as well. So
nice. Give him my regards. And just so you know that we're not all a lot of talk and we're not just out here, you know, as some people would accuse us of shilling. My mom moved to Cleveland about 3 weeks ago,
right,
and is now driving a car purchased at Liberty Ford in Solon, very dealership you are at.
So and I'll add that up. I put my money where my mouth is, too. I've purchased two vehicles for both my kids from Liberty Ford, and we got another purchase actually coming up in June. So we actually buy this product. We don't just endorse it for the fun of it. That's a fact. All right. That said, North Turner. had the conversation with him, and he couldn't recall anything. This guy's been in coaching 30-plus years. He's been around offensive football and quarterbacks. Nothing like this has ever occurred. And it just, he said that the realization for him was just taking a visit to the trainer's room and seeing not only Brian Hoyer trying to recover, and of course, Brandon Wheat and Jason Campbell are in the concussion protocol, so they're not even spending much time around the facility at all, but seeing him, seeing Travis Benjamin go through his rehab from his knee surgery. So add to the quarterback issues the other things that have occurred and the other problems that you have with your team. And I mean, you could say, well, have the Browns been fortunate to avoid injuries of some key players, except that when you talk about what's happened at the quarterback position, discussion's over. Nothing like this has ever really happened.
There is no more key position in the National Football League than the quarterback position right now. There's just no question about it.
So it's insane, but here's the deal. Let's talk about this because we're gonna have to, as the reality of this week going on. I'm not going to sit here and say that I know for a fact that Rob Chudzinski or North Turner have sat there and made the hard and fast decision that Caleb Haney starts Sunday against the Patriots, but I think there's a better than even chance that that will be the case, and I'll explain why.
Please.
Yes. Okay, they went ahead and signed Alex Tanny last week. Signed him, trick shot quarterback, we know the history. Signed him from the Cowboys practice squad. But that is a guy who has not made an NFL start. That is a guy who has played in no NFL games. He is a guy who's had some training camp exposure since college and basically has done nothing but really practice. In Haney, you have a 6'2", 222-pound guy in his sixth NFL season out of Colorado State. He's appeared in 10 career games. He's made 4 career starts. None of that is an impressive resume. None of those credentials speak to, yep, let's put this guy out there and expect great things. But that isn't where the Browns are. Where the Browns are is that they have not one, but 2 quarterbacks in the NFL's concussion protocol, which is a case where you monitor and take it day by day, do testing and so forth to make sure the player is recovered, his brain is healed from that injury. And that's what you have with Brandon Wheaton. That's what you have with Jason Campbell. And the likelihood of either of those guys being cleared to play Sunday against the Patriots, as I sit here and talk with you today, Nathan, talk with our audience, is not good. So this team, the fact that they went out yesterday and or today, they started the process, as I understand it, like last night, to connect with Haney and bring him aboard, tells me they go into tomorrow's practice knowing neither Campbell or Wheaton is available and that they will go in with Haney very likely because of his experience as a starting guy. They don't want to start Alex and have a guy with his little Tanny, with his little experience, exposed to a game, even if it wasn't the Patriots, but the complexities of the Patriots defense even makes that a bigger issue.
It is amazing that this is what it has come to, somebody being signed off the streets who has 3 career passing touchdowns and 10 career interceptions is going to start for the Cleveland Browns this Sunday against New England.
Yeah, it's a we've arrived at a sad place, and you got to just face it and acknowledge it. I thought, for his part, I thought Rob Chudzinski was pretty realistic, too, in saying you have to deal with this and talking about it to the team that this is the scenario we're facing. He was briefing all of the players on this notion, this idea that there was a real chance they could be going down this road with, if it wasn't Tanny, then a guy that wasn't signed at the point that he addressed the team yesterday. Well, now that guy is here, and that guy, as I say, in Caleb Haney, is a guy that they'll probably have to put out there. And it speaks to, yes, the train wreck that this season has become since that Baltimore game. There's no other way. You cannot soften this. I mean, that's what it is when you think of where this team was after that Baltimore win, going into the bye, and where they are now. It's the suddenness of it all, even though we're talking a matter of now 6 losses in 7 games, it's been more than a month since their last victory. But the suddenness of it all is what really jolts me.
It is amazing to think about where we were in the month of November and where we are now in the month of December. And it, you know, it is a bummer. I definitely think, as I said yesterday, there are things that are encouraging. There are things that are certainly, you know, positive about this Browns team. But when you don't have continuity at the quarterback position, you are not going to win in the NFL. And I think it becomes clear as day when you actually just sit back and look at it for a second. Every single team atop its division right now has started one quarterback for the entire season. And not only that, they are good quarterbacks. Right. Every team at the bottom of their division but two have started multiple quarterbacks this season. That says all you need to know, in my opinion, about where the football world is headed. And in my opinion, it is it makes it even more and more difficult and challenging for this Cleveland Browns team going forward.
Yes, it does, and it will. Hanford Dixon, by the way, is in the house. The top dog is here. He's available to sign some autographs, to take some pictures. We are at Liberty Ford. I am at Liberty Ford in Solon. And again, the address, 32811 Aurora Road in Solon. Be sure to stop on out and say hi to all of us who are here as part of this remote. It's the first of five that we're doing with Liberty Ford dealerships in Northeast Ohio. And I'll be at all of the five of those. Nathan Zagura, again, back at the studio in Berea, keeping sure that, you know, keeping things buttoned down there.
That's right.
And make sure. How is everything holding up, by the way?
It
since
is.
I left, I worry about that.
We're holding up. Carly and I are here. Carly McCord okay. is here with me in studio. We're getting it. We're taking care of business. TCB
right, so
here.
So the studio hasn't fallen apart.
All no, right. not yet.
I worry about
it. We're working
that when
on
I leave.
It, though.
You're working on it. Yes. Very worried about Carly especially. I don't know if she could do some damage.
No need to worry about me, Vic.
You
it's
sure?
Okay, Dad.
Okay. All right. Just making sure, because that's the thing. All the way up from Louisiana and part of our team on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Carly will be tweeting throughout the show. She'll also have the Browns Daily Wrap available to you at clevelandbrowns.com. I want to talk a little bit with you, Nathan, about last night. Because
okay.
we saw a game in Seattle that I thought was kind of the definition of what you do have when you don't have something, when you have things missing on one side of the ball. What did the Seahawks had missing? They had some serious holes in their secondary, and this plays right into the theme that we were talking about. What did they have on the offensive side? They had Russell freaking Wilson, who
yep.
did an unbelievable job in that game. I thought that was a performance for the ages to go against the Saints team like that and just blow them out, and largely because that guy saw he's looking at the Saints coverage. This is Rob Ryan's defense, which plays a lot of that zero coverage, right? They like to blitz like crazy, do all the things that we know he does as a former Browns defensive coordinator. He recognized that and tore it up as a quarterback. That was impressive.
And he threw, you know, Cleveland Browns fans will remember Jeff Blake, who played for the Cincinnati Bengals. He threw some of those moon balls where the ball left the screen
yes.
and then dropped down in absolutely perfectly to his receivers.
Yes.
He's playing phenomenal football. He's thrown multiple scores now in six straight games, seven of his last eight. And that was kind of the question. Well, can this team pass if it needs to? And let's not forget, they don't even have Percy Harvin, who they traded for. They really haven't had him all season, to be perfectly honest. I'm very impressed with Russell Wilson, very impressed with what I've seen from him on the field, off the field. It's a guy that you love, and it's a guy that you look back and you say, how in the world did this guy make it to the third round of the NFL draft? How did that happen? How in an evaluation process were some of the quarterbacks that were drafted ahead of him, not naming any names, but some of the ones that were drafted ahead of him, how was that? How did that happen?
Right. How did it happen? And it underscores what we've talked about, what you've brought up repeatedly, and we'll obviously be getting more and more into this as we look ahead to the 2014 draft, to May, and what the Browns will be focusing on quarterback wise. It doesn't necessarily have to be the first round pick invested in that quarterback. It could very well be the third rounder, a second rounder or whatever. It could very well, it could be somebody in those first couple of rounds while they're addressing other areas on offense that are picked up in this draft. And I know that Michael Lombardi and Ray Farmer, the two heads of the personnel for this team, Lombardi the GM, Farmer the assistant GM, have been doing their due diligence, have been literally spending upwards of 3 days a week for more than a month on the road studying quarterbacks. And they're going to have a feel for who that guy might be, whoever that guy might be that they draft, and how they may go about it. But I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting, and it doesn't necessarily have to, as we saw again with Russell, or as we've seen with Russell Wilson, doesn't have to be a first rounder.
It doesn't. And remember, that season was the year they spent big free agent money on Matt Flynn. They brought Matt Flynn into Seattle. He was going to be the starter, and they get Russell Wilson in there, and all of a sudden Russell Wilson is blowing everybody away in camp, and you started to hear rumblings that maybe he had a chance, and then he has a phenomenal preseason, and the next thing you know, it's Russell Wilson's team, and it has been ever since. He has not lost a game in Seattle.
Yep.
Think about that.
I know. It's astounding. I mean, that's a streak. Yeah, and you could say, okay, well, crowd noise helps and all. Yeah, okay, it does, but that doesn't explain it all. Performance. This guy comes through. He's faced some good defenses there. You still have to execute. You still have to make plays. He's been doing that. All right. We are going to have with us, and he's going to spend some time with us because we've got a lot to talk about with this guy. Join us is Hanford Dixon, the top dog, who is here. And he is out here, which is Solon, which is Liberty Ford, which is 32811 Aurora Road. And we strongly encourage you to come on out and visit with us. Talk some ball with us here at this dealership. The first of our five Liberty remotes. Vic Carucci with you here. Nathan Zagura there in Berea. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.